This is Richard Suarez, BankInfoSecurity.com, and I'm at Black Hat 2007 Las Vegas with Brian Contos, the Chief Security Officer with ArcSight. Can you tell us a little bit about your company and what your service offerings are?
Yeah, absolutely. So our company is named ArcSight, and really our focus is on originally Security Information Event Management, or SIEM. Now, within that area, we have a number of offerings. We have ArcSight ESM, which is our Enterprise Security Manager, which is our flagship product, focused on things like event collection, correlation, analysis, reporting, and things of that nature. In addition to that, we also have some log collection and aggregation appliances that we offer for more of a high-speed log collection slash storage slash high-level searching capability that's fully integrated with our product suite. And recently we added a networking capacity to our company, which is in the form of ArcSight TRM and NCM, which is the Threat Response Manager and the Network Control Manager. Now, these devices are focused on incident remediation and device configuration. So across our product suite, really we have a security perspective, an insider threat perspective, and a very, very strong focus on compliance in the forms of things like IT governance, certainly PCI, as well as things like Sarbanes-Oxley.
Are you announcing any new products or new service releases here at Black Hat?
So we don't have anything specific to announce at Black Hat, but we did recently come out with ArcSight 4.0. about a month and a half ago. Now, in ArcSight 4.0, we introduced some very interesting concepts such as trend reporting, which allows people to look at their threat security posture over long periods of time. For example, am I more secure based on my risk posture this week than I was last week or this year as opposed to last year? So it sort of watches the maturity cycle of your security awareness program. In addition to that, we introduced this whole idea of identity and role correlation. So we're expanding beyond the idea of simple IP and MAC address and device correlation and trying to track things back to specific people. For example, Bob scans his card to come into the building, he logged into the network, he downloaded these files to his iPod, and then he scanned out of the building, for example. So we're trying to basically thread that session needle, if you will, to really connect events to actual people.
What's the horizon look like? What are some emerging threats or emerging issues you're trying to deal with?
Sure. I think one of the biggest issues that we're seeing lately is the fact that people have an increased focus on that identity role piece. There's been a paradigm shift in terms of looking at security from the outside in to now looking at it from the inside out. So we're seeing organizations that want to look at their mainframes, their legacy products, their critical assets, and then maybe phase two or three, they're looking at the firewalls and IDSs and routers, the more traditional things that we'd consider part of security. Another big driver, which is very interesting, is compliance is driving a lot of opportunities now, especially around PCI. So we're seeing the budgets for security and compliance really starting to meld, and people are looking for a solution that's much more holistic. So instead of just compliance or instead of just security, you're able to address both of those in tandem.
So how would a COO or a CEO actually utilize your product at the very highest level of decision making?
Yeah, that's a great question. So initially our product was certainly designed for security analysts and engineers and perhaps line-level managers, but over the last few years we've really matured up to the level where a director, a vice president, or even a C-level executive can obtain value in the terms of risk reports, high-level dashboards to look at their compliance posture, and what's really unique, I think, and this is happening over maybe the last 9 months, is that we're seeing people using security to make critical business decisions. For example, a number of banks leverage our product, and we have one customer in particular that acquires a lot of smaller banks throughout the year, and their process of acquisition and their IT process, their operational process, is very tightly involved with their security standards, and they leverage ArcSight very heavily to ensure that as soon as they acquire this bank and they start integrating their networks and their controls and things of that nature, that everything is monitored, they have fully integrated threat response and fully integrated network configuration so they can boilerplate their solutions across. So this whole idea of moving from bits to business, if you will, is becoming very powerful, and a lot of executives want that high-level risk assessment, that compliance posture view, to help them make better business decisions.
One of the requirements oftentimes for compliance is to be able to verify a company's security posture. Is your company considered a third-party reporter for the purpose of audit and verification?
Yeah, so we're actually currently working with some auditors and some third parties to go through a verification process with us. We have a very unique setup within ArcSight where we do NIST 800-53 controls under ISO 17799 procedures. And we wrap these two. We basically call it ISO over NIST. And it really allows us to have a very unique and holistic approach to security and compliance. So we feel that this is a core capability. Now, as far as third-party third-party verification in terms of this is absolutely, you know, the product that can be used for auditing. We are looking at to see if there are some types of certifications and things for that venue, but I can tell you this, we do have a number of people that are using us for compliance, for IT governance, and using us with internal and external auditors successfully today.
You also wrote a book called Enemy at the Water Cooler, Dealing with Insider Threats. Can you talk a little bit about what the insider threat picture is looking like and how companies, or maybe best practices that companies are using to face that threat?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for years, people have been talking about threats from inside being, easier to perpetrate, faster to perpetrate, and much more difficult to detect than attacks from the outside. Think of a terrorist, for example. If you're trying to, hack into a nuclear power plant, are you going to waste all your cycles and your ROI and actually trying to hack them from the outside, or simply trying to recruit somebody from the inside? So it's a major problem. So the way people are addressing this is, and I think employees there are very sort of open to it. It doesn't become a privacy issue anymore in terms of, I want to be sure I'm monitoring what's happening on my critical applications, what's happening with my user base, and how they're interacting with those critical applications, databases, and assets, et cetera. So we're seeing people, again, that sort of inside outlook, that the jawbreaker, I want security through and through instead of the M&M idea where it's just hard on the outside, soft on the inside. That's the approach that individuals are taking, and the way that that comes out in IT is really to look at those critical assets, to look at those applications and databases, pull out that information, and intermix that with user identity role type data. So you have empirical evidence of what somebody did, how they did it, when they did it, et cetera. And that's really, I think, the best way to sort of detect the insider threat. I don't think you're ever going to stop it, but I think you can really go a long way to actually detecting and responding to these threats.
Great information. Thank you for your time today, Brian.
Thank you so much.